Hey, you guys, and welcome back to Eliza's Havoc. It's your favorite host, Dominique. And today I want to talk about the value of taking a break from your children. Now, I love how I'm talking about this as I'm taking a small break from my house. And by a small break, I just mean really just going outside. But sometimes when we're parents, we get so wrapped in everything that's going on and everything that we have to do and trying to find some room to fit everything without really taking a moment for us. Kind of lose sight of us and the importance of us and how without us, nothing would really be possible for these beautiful little people that we've created. I told you guys I have 4 children. I'll go ahead and elaborate on that. The 4 that I take care of are 12, 11, 2, and 3. Now, mind you, the 2-year-old is about to be 3, the 3-year-old is about to be 4. And honestly, off the top of my head, I couldn't even tell you if I was right with the 11 and 12 because it might be 12 and 13. Actually, I believe it is 12 and 13. So, scratch those other numbers I just gave you. Most people would think that the 13 and the 12-year-old can help me with the almost 3 and almost 4-year-old, but these little ones have a very large personality of their own. We're at a phase where we don't want to listen to anyone but mom. Mom is the authority. Mom is the word. Mom is what mom says goes. And we don't want no accidental in-betweens. Part of me loves that about my babies. But another part of me just kind of wishes that they understood that, hey, the rules are the rules all the way across the board. It doesn't matter who tells them to you. They are all the same. They are all consistent and they will not change. But, hey, right now, I really can't complain. At least the children do listen. So, but anyone out there who has any kind of toddlers or very, very young children, you understand this segment more than anyone. Or if you've ever had young children, even if they've grown older during the years, but you can still remember the chaos of the terrible 2s, trying 3s, or the you can tell it's coming almost 2s. Right now I work from home, which means there's certain hours a day that I am obligated to work, even if it is not the same as an 8-hour 9-to-5 shift. Now with my job, I love major parts of it. One of the parts I do love is that I get to pick my own hours. If I decide to put in overtime or what is considered overtime, that means that's a day I don't have to work. I can make my own schedule, and my hours that I have to clock in are actually in 30-minute increments. And more often than not, I get paid by the minute because I am in customer service versus the hour per se. So that does give me a lot more leeway and rein over the things that happen in my home, where I have a job that allows me to provide but doesn't consume my time to providing, if that makes any sense. I hope I said that right, y'all. But right now, it's right before school starts back up for us. And so it's a little chaotic here. We're trying to get back on normal schedules, normal routines. You know, even making lunches and things of this nature before we go to school. Because if any of you guys that have teenagers, have you ever spent an hour of the day with your child complaining about the food? Either how much there was, how little there was, how it tasted like this, how it tasted like that, how it tasted funny, how that's not their favorite, how they have a different favorite at another time, and so on and so on. Or how they want to take this for lunch and how this looks so good and how they wish they had this for lunch and et cetera, et cetera. Well, this year, if I can help it, I will try to allow them to pick what they want during the week. Therefore, the complaining can cease a bit more and the conversation topic can focus more on what did we learn at school today versus everything else that is not really of importance. So right now, we're doing an overall readjustment. We're doing a reprioritizing of time, time management, rescheduling, and all these things for all four. So right now it's a little hectic in my house. I did have to step outside, not just to do the podcast, which is one of the things I do, but I had to step outside to get a break from a lot of stuff that's going on in my house. Like right now, we have arguing disagreements. We're going through the phases of managing our irritation and our frustration level. But for any of those who've heard any of my past segments, please understand that whenever you are learning ways to manage, that is not something that happens overnight. It is something that is a learned skill. And if you want to truly master anything, it is something that you have to be consistent with every day for anywhere between 11 days to 30 days. That way it's comfortable and it becomes almost second nature. So we are dealing with that. We are dealing with time management. We are dealing with our pre's. What pre means for us in our house is doing things ahead of time so that whenever it comes to the time of having to go to school, the day, the minutes, you're not missing anything. Or you're not at school wishing that you hadn't forgotten something. So we're getting clothes ready, shoes ready, dealing with time management, also dealing with handling our emotions. So, I mean, right now it's a lot. And as much as it is for my children, because right now I do feel like it's a lot for them, I also feel like it's a lot for me because right now I'm the one that's managing everything and everybody. Whenever there's an issue, I'm the go-to while trying to work, while making sure dinner is ready, while trying to clean my house with toddlers. Anyone out there with toddlers or any small children already know that just trying to keep your house clean and doing anything else, even sitting down or taking a nap or anything, even going to the bathroom, is a huge feat in itself. But right now I'm trying to manage all of these things, and I've come to I've come to the realization that right now I'm a bit overwhelmed. I already had an idea that my children are a bit overwhelmed, so I'm trying to be lenient and back off as far as making sure everything is the way it needs to be. These are things that are desired. These are not things that are necessary or a must-have. So I'm understanding that, and I'm trying to be mindful of what they're going through. And at that time in my life, what was overwhelming to me. So I'm doing that, but still being the parent. It's a little bit much right now. So I've come outside to share this moment with you guys. I must say thank you all for listening and being a form of relaxation and calm for me. Right now my daughter just came out. She was looking to see if I was doing my podcast, y'all. Pretty much she just smiled and gave me a thumbs up. So I guess that's her way of saying that whatever she was going to come and tell me about or talk to me about, it can wait, which is highly appreciated right now. It means that, you know, she respects me. She respects what I'm doing. And I'm grateful for that. But I do want to let everybody know that, you know, as parents, especially as new parents, we tend to overwhelm ourselves, overload ourselves, thinking that we can do it. And then feeling like less of whenever we come to a realization that we can't. It's okay. It's okay. As much as a lot of us women are known to be super moms, it's okay to just take a step away from it. It's okay to go outside. It's okay to, well, in my case, sit on my car. I'm not going to say it's okay for everybody to do that, because I don't want y'all getting mad at me if anything happens. But for me, it's okay for me to take a moment to come out to my car, either get in it or sit on it, or just kind of take a moment to chill, take a moment to stop, think, relax, regain my composure. And that way I can be a better and more effective parent whenever I walk back in the door. But it's also okay for my children to know that even if they can't see me, the rules still apply, and anything they need, they can still handle. They have older siblings who might not always get along, but are still there to help and assist you. In my house, well, another thing that I do, and I don't know if I've talked about it, is I inadvertently kind of force my kids to be a team. And I say inadvertently because one of the things that I've been doing as of late, and by as of late, I mean within the last 6 months or so, 3 to 6, I'll say, is I give an instruction. Everybody in the house listens. They let me know that they're aware of the instruction. Everybody works together. When one person gets in trouble, everybody gets in trouble. When one person does great, everybody also does good. I feel like for my family, that's something that's kind of needed, because a lot of times we tend to just think of ourselves. We tend to become selfish. We tend to focus on us. And when you become an adult and you have to go out there and get a job, as much as I want to say it's similar to school, it's also not. Most of the jobs out there want to know if you're a team player. That means what's good for one is good for everybody else. And I need my kids to be able to understand this. We have more than enough selfish people out here. We have more than enough arrogant people. We have more than enough self-absorbed people. What's the word I want to use? Narcissistic. narcissistic. People who literally just think of themselves and will do anything to benefit themselves, not caring how it may affect others or even in what way it may affect others. So we have enough of those kind of people in the world. I need my children to understand that you guys work together. You guys are a team. You guys are one. You guys watch out for each other. You guys help each other. You guys uplift each other. Because when no one else is there, if anything happens to me, whenever I die, whenever Dad dies, and for all those, come on now, as adults or as kids or whoever's listening, we all understand that one day, we don't want to think about it, but it will happen. I need my children to understand that regardless of whether Mom and Dad are here or not, they still have to keep pushing. They still have to get along with people. They're still going to have to go to work. They're still going to have to do everything that is needed in order to become successful and not just stay content with where they're at, but to continually push harder for better for my grandbabies, my great-grandbabies, my great-great-grandbabies, etc., and so on. So this is what I'm doing now. As far as I'm concerned, it gives me a few years before they reach college. Gives me a few years before they're even in high school for them to be able to work together, for them to be able to understand that they're a team and to look out for one another, for them to see the benefits of doing that, for them to also see the negative outcomes whenever that doesn't happen. But I need them to understand that family, in a lot of cases, family is all you ever have, and family in some cases the most important. Now, that is not to say that some family is not negative and it's not unhealthy and that are not toxic. I'm not saying that at all. But what I want my children to understand is that, hey, your family is going to be here for you. That's their job. You know, if nothing else, whenever they become parents, they're going to need the support of their brother or sister. They're going to need the support of their other siblings. They're going to need the support of their cousins. They're going to need the support of grandmas, uncles, aunties. When I was growing up, it took a village. That was more than just a family. That was everybody around you who knew you, that had goodwill and good intent for you. Therefore, there was nothing but support. Nowadays, I realize that that's one of the main things that they're trying to break up in different families, in different areas, in different neighborhoods, even with different personalities. They are trying to break your support system. They are trying to entice you to fight with your loved ones, fight with those who care about you, to find some type of disagreement that could blow up into any and everything. I want my family to understand that as much as I would love you to grow up and get married and find the person that's going to love you no matter what, that loves you almost like Mom and Dad and brothers love you and sisters love you, in case that doesn't happen, you got us. You know how to do this. You don't have to walk around in fear and frustration because you know you got support. You know you got backup. You are never alone. All right. Thank you guys for listening to me. Please tune in next time. Until then, I will see you guys later.